USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As tensions continue in Europe, Ukraine appeared to offer and then retract a major concession to Russia amid increasingly feverish attempts by some world leaders to prevent war in the region. Russian forces, now thought to be at over 130,000, continue to mass near Ukraine's borders. Meanwhile, warships, including submarines, stream toward the Black Sea for naval drills as Kiev advised airlines to avoid flying over its open waters. L.A. Rams fans excited about their Super Bowl victory were ordered to clear out of downtown L.A. overnight as celebrations took a crazy turn with video posted to social media showing many jumping on vehicles and others lighting fireworks in the middle of busy streets. The area was packed with partiers following the 23-20 victory against the Cincinnati Bengals. At that point, the LAPD reported they were seeing violent and destructive behavior by large crowds in the heart of the downtown area. This is USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
A major bridge between the United States and Canada has finally been reopened, and with that story, here's USA's Lance Pride.
Canadian officials reopened the Ambassador Bridge crossing that's been blocked by protesters for 6 days because of vaccine mandates. An unidentified Windsor resident tells Detroit News Canadian police came after her for just watching.
I said, am I doing something wrong? They said, no. I said, well, then leave me alone. I said, go arrest Trudeau and Biden and Dilkins and leave me alone, because I'm not leaving, and they left me alone.
Although a few arrests were made and some trucks were taken away, hundreds of demonstrators in Canada's capital, Ottawa, continued to rally around Parliament Hill. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the jury has now been seated in the federal trial of three white Georgia men charged with hate crimes stemming from the murder of Ahmaud Arbery, a 25-year-old black man who was out for a jog in 2020 when he was chased and gunned down. The 16 jurors, including four alternates, were impaneled this morning following a lengthy selection process that started on February 7th. This is USA Radio News.
Have you stopped taking your statin? Over half of people will stop taking a statin in the first year due to muscle pain. Marley Drug offers the next generation statin, pitavastatin, which is different from most statins and has low rates of muscle pain. With a prescription, you can get pitavastatin for $1 a day. No insurance needed. Stop putting up with statin pain and call Marley Drug at 800-460-2510. That's 800-460-2510 or go to marleydrug.com.
Not available in Vermont or Alabama.
The United States has suspended avocado imports from Mexico's western state of Michoacán after the U.S. Department of Agriculture had received threats. Michoacán is the only state in Mexico authorized to export avocados to the United States. Ivan Reitman, the influential filmmaker and producer behind some of the most beloved comedies of the last 50 years, has died at the age of 75. Reitman's big break came with the college fraternity send-up National Lampoon's Animal House.
You know what we gotta do? Toga party.
We're on double secret probation, whatever that is. We can't afford to have a toga party.
You guys up for a toga party?
Toga! Toga!
Yeah, I think they like the idea, Hoof.
He directed Bill Murray in his first starring role in Meatballs and then again in Stripes, but his most significant success came with 1984's Ghostbusters. Reitman died peacefully in his sleep at his home in Montecito, California. Not only is today Valentine's Day, but it's also National Donor Day, an observance dedicated to spreading awareness and education about organ, eye, and tissue donation. National Donor Day is also a day to recognize those who have given and received the gift of life through organ, eye, and tissue donations, and those 107,000 plus people who are waiting for a life-saving transplant, and those who died waiting because an organ was not donated in time. As a grateful and proud recipient of a donor heart on May 10th, 2019, I'm asking you to get more involved and to register to be an organ donor today at DonateLife.net. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.